ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Supreme Court agreeing to hear arguments on whether Donald Trump has absolute immunity from prosecution in the upcoming election interference trial. An appellate court ruled he does not. What is key to the case? The court says arguments will not be heard until April 22nd. Here's ABC News chief legal correspondent Dan Abrams.
Donald Trump and his legal team know they're not going to win the argument that he is completely immune, that the president has complete and total immunity. The question is, when do they decide that? And now, this is a really big win for Donald Trump if you look at his effort as an effort to delay.
Both Donald Trump and President Biden will be at the southern border today. Trump in Eagle Pass, Texas. Biden in Brownsville, Texas, talking about immigration reform. The second largest wildfire in Texas history slowing down as winds got quieter and temperatures dipped. The smokehouse blaze near Amarillo has still burned through 1,300 square miles. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Police in Two Rivers say they're getting more tips and information about a missing three-year-old boy since the FBI offered a $15,000 reward. Volunteer searchers combed several areas around Manitowoc County yesterday. Elijah Vu has been missing since Tuesday of last week. Law enforcement is still asking for the public's help. More electric buses are on the road in Wisconsin. Susan Mudd is an advocate with the Environmental Law and Policy Center.
Riders on buses, including the drivers, will experience zero tailpipe emissions, which they now do because fumes, unfortunately, often get recirculated.
Mudd's group is asking utilities to help build charging stations for schools and bus companies. Vehicles have overtaken power plants as America's largest source of carbon emissions. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For news from the Center, WRCE, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Drought conditions expanded by over 50% in Wisconsin in today's report from the USDA. Now nearly two-thirds of the state is experiencing drought, with severe drought in southwestern and north-central Wisconsin. That's up from about 40% a week ago. Here, the worst drought conditions are roughly south of I-90 and north and west of the Wisconsin River, including most of Richland, Sauk, Vernon, and Crawford counties. Abnormally dry conditions have expanded to nearly 91% of the state. Conditions are now similar to what they were last October. Fire danger conditions remain elevated in southern and western Wisconsin because of ongoing drought and current windy conditions, as well as a lack of plant growth this time of year. 83 wildfires have happened so far in Wisconsin this year. At this time last year, there had only been 7 wildfires across the state. The DNR says to use caution when burning anything outdoors, as it is still dry and the high winds could spread fires quickly. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now, is to take a Kringle and go away?
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Packers restructure a player's contract. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports reporting from the NFL Combine in Indianapolis. The Packers here meeting with players' agents have made a deal with linebacker Preston Smith to pay him more with incentives, but save $2 million off their salary cap. What other changes on defense? I spoke to Packers GM Brian Gutekunst.
Not a ton. I think, this league's a 4-2-5 nickel league, but those conversations will be had over the next few weeks.
NBA, the Bucks in Charlotte to play the Hornets again. Milwaukee looking to go 4-0 after the All-Star break. Doc Rivers says they're doing better each day defensively. Baseball, the Brewers with a 6-1 loss to the Cubs, but the crew auditioned 10 different pitchers, including J.J. Bukauskas, who struck out all three batters he faced. He's only given up one hit in camp so far. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
He's throwing the ball good. I remember him throwing the ball good last year at the end. He'll be in the major leagues this year at some point.
That's the Brewers' Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
We are going to warm things up rather quickly as we head toward the weekend. Today, sunshine will get to 50 this afternoon. The wind out of the south at around 15 to 25. Tonight, clear 29. Tomorrow, sunshine 53. We'll get to 65 on Saturday. By Sunday, sunshine with a high of 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it is 7.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Ithaca's choice for news, talk, and sports. News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, brother, what's up? This is
hey, a how you doing?
Party, man.
Yeah, hey, brother, like,
stop. Right on.
And welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, Earl. How are you?
Man, the sun is shining, man. Everything else is all right. As long I was just listening, man. They said 10 degrees, man.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to warm up a little bit more today than it was yesterday, though.
Yeah, it is, man. But, you know, you think 10 degrees is. But, man, the sun, just the sun, and plus knowing we're going to get up to about 40, late, you know, high 40s and early 50s is enough to just hold us over. Man, looking down the road, 50, 60 degrees. And we won't be worrying about the 10 degrees we're dealing with now. But anyway, good morning to everybody, as always. And I want to welcome back my special guest, Mr. Reggie Jackson of Reggie Jackson, Inc. Good morning to you, Reggie. How you doing, man?
I'm great, Earl. Thanks. Good to be back with you.
It's always great to have you around. For people who don't know, you're a nationally recognized writer. You're a nationally recognized orator, speaker, all those different things. Your article appears in the Independent.
Yeah, the Milwaukee Independent.
Yeah, how do people get access to the Milwaukee Independent?
MilwaukeeIndependent.com, and they can go to the website. It's an online magazine, and they can just search for my name, and they'll see all of the articles I've written since back in 2016.
So for people who don't know, this is the last day of 2024's Black History Month.